Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and welcome to Live Better. If this is your first time tuning in, I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and this show is all about diving into the latest breakthroughs in health, wellness, and longevity. We'll explore how to live a healthier, more fulfilling life by bringing you insights from experts, innovators, and trailblazers in various fields. Whether you're looking for practical tips or cutting-edge science, this is the place to be. Today, we have an extraordinary guest joining us, Steve Anderson, the co-founder of Renew Regenerative Medicine Center in I'm going to try to pronounce this correctly here, Nueva Vallarta, Mexico. Beyond his professional achievements, Steve has also faced his own health challenges, including a degenerative disorder in his bones. But I'll let him share his story and his journey during our conversation today. The co-founder of Renew Regenerative Medicine Center in Nueva Vallarta, Mexico. Now, I want to make it clear from the start, this is not an advertisement for his center. Rather, I invited Steve on because I genuinely admire the innovative work happening at Renew and the incredible value they bring to the world and the wellness, the world and the health and wellness niche. Renew is pioneering cutting-edge treatments that are transforming lives, from advanced stem cell therapy to hyperbaric oxygen treatments and beyond. They're not just addressing chronic conditions. They're redefining what it means to live a healthier, more vibrant life with a team of world-class medical professionals and a holistic approach that integrates everything from nutrition to stress management. Renew is a true game changer in the field of regenerative medicine, and I feel like a lot of people have not heard about regenerative medicine because of how the American healthcare system and the Canadian healthcare system is set up. But in today's conversation, we'll explore the science behind some of these treatments like stem cells and hyperbaric oxygen therapy and learn how they're helping people recover and thrive. Plus, we'll dig into the philosophy behind Steve's work and how it's shaping the future of healthcare. Trust me, you don't want to miss this one. And by the end of our conversation, you'll gain valuable insights into groundbreaking treatments and practical steps to take charge of your health. So grab a notebook, sit back, and get ready to be inspired. We'll be right back after this. I'll see you soon.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm so excited to have my guest on today, Steve Anderson. We had a little bit of a phone call last night. Our first one met not too long ago, and it was honestly the information he was giving me was so unique to what I haven't heard before. You know, I knew about stem cells, but not to the extent of what he was talking to me about. So I'm excited for you guys to hear the information that he's going to bring on today. And we're going to talk about his center down in Mexico and see what value he can provide for us today. Steve, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Blake. Thanks so much for having me on. It's going to be wonderful to talk to the folks about options they may not have known about.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff out there that most people have not heard about. I mean, I didn't hear about holistic healing until about, you know, 4 years ago. So then this is a it doesn't seem like it's new, but it's new to the public, I guess you could say. But I want to ask you, what inspired you to kind of found Renew Regenerative Medicine?
Well, about 12 years ago, I got diagnosed with a kind of a rare, awful degenerative disease that had found its way to my lumbar area. And, you know, kind of the so-called experts in the United States were pretty clear with me that they thought that although fusion was an option potentially, and what we would call railroad tracks or metal appliances to try to steady the back were an option, they really felt like the unfortunate outcome would be that I'd be confined to a wheelchair for, you know, the rest of my life within the next 36 months. So clearly that was completely unacceptable to me, Blake. And I went on a journey with my concierge medicine physician. At that time, I'm living in Phoenix, and I went with my concierge medicine physician, and we went on this journey kind of looking worldwide to try to identify people that might be able to help me. And lo and behold, I found a physician in California that was a spine specialist that was in a FDA-approved stem cell trial. And so I got in the trial, got the treatment about 11 years ago. It completely arrested the degeneration, and I've only had one treatment. The interesting thing about that is that today, now looking back on that technology that he used 11 years ago, you know, we would consider that to be kind of archaic today. So that's really what got me thinking about it, and then ultimately what got me to take action was looking at friends and business acquaintances and seeing that they're just not living their best lives. You know, they're hobbling around. They're not, you know, not operating at peak efficiency, caused me to say, hey, I need to do something about this. And that's when I woke up in the middle of the night, decided we were going to build a world-class facility somewhere outside the U.S. and Canada so that we weren't, you know, didn't have that kind of draconian and political overhang of those regulatory agencies, and that we could put really great physicians together with patients and make really good decisions about what technology worked and what technology didn't work, and then kind of the rest is history. And now, you know, we treat patients from all over the world, and professional athletes, everyday Americans, everyday Canadians, you name it.
So I just think of this right now. You said you had to have someone help you find somebody and, you know, travel around and find someone who can help you. Why is it so hard for the American people to get this type of care in their life? And why is it not promoted on TV like other stuff?
Yeah, so I think that's a really great question and a really complicated answer. But to simplify it, you know, I think the financial model is broken, especially in the United States, and I would even argue in Canada it's broken. You know, today physicians are required to see a mass amount of patients to even to make any money whatsoever. So you have these, we've all had these situations, right? I mean, it takes us a month to get in to see a specialist. We're waiting in the lobby. We're, you know, filling out form after form after form that basically protects them from any liability. When I'm sitting in the lobby for an hour after my appointment time, I get moved to a very small room. I'm sitting there for 20 minutes. Finally, the physician walks in, spends about 3 minutes or 4 minutes with me, and writes a prescription to mask whatever symptoms I'm having, and then is on to the next patient. That's not to say, and I want to be clear, I think there's a lot of great physicians in the United States and Canada. I think the problem is that the financial model's upside down. You know, they're required to see, you know, as many patients as they possibly can to make any money.
And I can kind of relate with that story a little bit. I mean, I was told I was going to have Crohn's disease for the rest of my life, and, you know, I haven't got it checked out. I haven't had a colonoscopy recently, but I'm pretty sure that I'm either in remission or I'm healed. I don't suffer with anything from Crohn's disease, and it's because of going down a different route other than Western medicine. So I think what you're doing is very inspiring, and hopefully it can lead the next generation of health as well. But for the people who don't know, what is the difference between regenerative medicine to traditional approaches?
Oh, I think, you know, regenerative medicine is kind of a super category. Today, we think about everything from aging to musculoskeletal diseases that are caused by aging. I mean, it's all trying to restore the body and live as well as you possibly can. And I think it's becoming a much more broader category. And as the population is aging, it's also becoming, you know, a much larger business, and more people are involved in that business. And I think what you'll see is that a lot of the, you know, top flight regenerative medicine facilities have migrated out of the United States and Canada to other countries in an effort to be able to get a much larger toolbox to work on the issues that people have. So, Blake, let's take stem cells, for instance, right? So it's illegal in the United States to expand stem cells, right? And so it makes it very difficult to use the best possible protocols that are available to heal someone if you don't have all the tools in your toolbox. And so you'll see these kind of great facilities that have left the U.S. and Canada to try to generate the best technology possible in order to meet the needs of the people. And we can kind of dig into the science if you'd like and kind of talk about what the differences are and why stem cell therapy is so effective and has been called the future of medicine. But I think that's really talked about by a group of people that haven't been exposed to it. I mean, you know, the first really what we call allogenic stem cell transfer, which would be a donor stem cell transfer, happened in the 30s in Europe. And so it's really been around for decades and decades. The problem is that, you know, the U.S. and Canada have a very narrow narrative around the use of those products because there's no really way for Big Pharma to monetize those products. And so it's just kind of a shelf space issue, if you will. And so very difficult for people don't even know that there are other options that are available because it's not approved in the United States by the FDA. There are some small pieces of it that are approved that just aren't very effective at all. Even though, you know, physicians tout that to be effective in the U.S., it's very clear that the use of what are called allografts, or basically slices of the Wharton's jelly cord, to then inject them in joints and that sort of thing, is just not that effective, as opposed to, bringing in an umbilical cord, if you will, after a successful birth, you know, testing that cord, taking it into a class, ISO class 6 laboratory with a biotech team, and expanding that from 7 million cells to 9 billion cells, and then testing them, each lot, testing it before it's injected into somebody's, you know, hip or shoulder or knee or through an IV to treat some other neurologic or whatever the disease, Crohn's, for instance, and that sort of thing. And so it's a little bit of an unlevel playing field for folks, and they just need to kind of understand what's out there and available, I think.
We're talking regenerative medicine with Steve Anderson. We're coming up on a break right now, but we'll be right back after this with stem cells, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and a little bit more about his regenerative health center.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying buckling in with me and Steve. You're listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we got another amazing segment here for you. Now, Steve, your wellness center, or sorry, rather I say your regenerative health center, looking around, you have something very special down there. And what really sets you apart from the other people who own regenerative health centers, and what does your experience in business you've been an entrepreneur your whole life. What does that have to do with it, as well as making something truly special down there?
Yeah, I appreciate the question. We work really hard on it. You know, we're funded by kind of 40 of some of the wealthiest families in the U.S. and Canada. And so we're able to kind of do it all right, if you will. So there's a bunch of things that we do that I think are really exciting. You know, one of them is that in our facility, everybody's a specialist. So, you know, we carry 17 specialties on staff. So everything from a urologist who runs our sexual wellness program to, you know, a spine specialist that runs our spine program, orthopedic surgeon, and two of those that run our orthopedics program, oncologist, we carry all the kind of normal 17 specialties that in any major hospital in the United States that you would see, we carry on staff as well. So we treat a really wide swath of things, from neurological diseases like Parkinson's, ALS, MS, to autoimmune diseases like Crohn's, and then kind of, you know, the orthopedic, right, knees, hips, shoulders, necks, lumbar areas. The thing that I would just impress upon people is that if you're hobbling around or have pain in a joint or your knee, or have some kind of disease, a chronic disease, you know, because now 60% of Americans have a chronic disease. That was in 2019. That's the last time we took a look at that statistic. I would argue today that it's dramatically more than that. There is help available. There are things outside of just surgery and, you know, taking pharmaceuticals to mask the symptoms for the rest of your life. So I think that's a really important part of it, is that you put the right people doing the right work. And then, you know, it's a different form of healthcare, right? It's a concierge form of healthcare. So when my orthopedic surgeon comes in and is going to do an injection in a wrist or a hip or a shoulder or whatever that is, you know, we've brought him in for the whole hour, not just for, you know, the 8 minutes that it's going to take to do the injection. And so he's going to take the time to sit down and really understand what the patient's issue is, and talk about, you know, how to make that fix. And then when that fix time comes, he's going to take the time to do it right. And I think that's really what healthcare really is: not masking symptoms with pharmaceuticals, but really getting to the root of the problem. And unfortunately, that really requires time and effort, right? You have to sit down, you have to better understand, seek to understand before you seek to be understood, right? Isn't that the old adage? So I think that's real health care, and that's what we're practicing. And then there's a bunch of other things I think that separate us from a lot of our competitors, in the sense that, you know, we do a lot of hyperbaric oxygen work. I could spend an hour talking to you about why I think 20 years from now we'll look back and say to ourselves that hyperbaric oxygen treatments were incredibly undervalued. You know, in the United States, I think the FDA now recognizes about 11 different illnesses for hyperbaric oxygen utilization. If you go to Eastern Europe or even mainland Europe, the number's in the hundreds of diseases that's treated with hyperbaric oxygen. So I really think that's one of those differentiators. It's in almost every protocol that we use, and I think it raises the efficacy of these treatments dramatically, because that over-oxygenation of the system helps it really heal, and I think that's important. And then, of course, our lab is on site. You know, the cells don't have to travel from some laboratory in the United States or somewhere else in the country that you're in that causes, you know, cells are very finicky. They don't like to be moved. They don't like to be jostled. They don't like to be on planes. And so I think having a biotech team and having a team that you can look through the glass and test those cells, and we can prove to you that they are what we say they are. There's the amount of them. They're there. The bioavailability, meaning how many are alive and how many are dead. We can, you know, validate that for the patient. I think there's a lot of things that we really do well that really help patients get better, and I think that's reflected in the outcomes that we get with patients and the way they feel about it.
So we had a phone call last night, and the bulk of our conversation was about stem cell therapy, and I really want to jump into that since we're on our second segment now. So my question for you is, I know stem cell therapy is a flagship treatment of yours. For those unfamiliar, what exactly are stem cells, and how do they work to heal the body?
Yeah, so stem cells are a natural thing in the body, and they really have really three properties, right? And then we can kind of talk about the type of stem cells that we use and the technology. But the three properties would be they have this anti-inflammatory nature, just by the nature of them. So remember when we were kids and we'd run on the playground and fall down and scrape our elbow, and, you know, lo and behold, a couple of days later, you know, it would scab over, and then the next thing you know, you couldn't tell that you had fallen. You know, that activity was stem cells. So if you think about the chain of events, me damaging the skin caused inflammation, right? It was even warm to the touch, if you remember, right? And that inflammation signaled stem cells to come to the site to do their second property, which is to do regeneration, right? So stem cells are inside your body to help your body heal. And then the third property is a really interesting property and exciting, and we're still working on understanding the power of this. But the third property that they have is this kind of modulation of the immune system and the ability to help the immune system cope with all the things that are going on. So in our particular case, the best technology for us is a really long set of words, but the cells are actually, they're called Wharton's jelly-derived day zero mesenchymal stem cells. And so in essence, they come from the cord so when a woman has a child, there's the placenta and the cord, right? And normally that material is disposed of. But in our particular case, that material gets donated to us, where it gets tested, as you can appreciate, by a third-party laboratory and by our laboratory for all the bad things that it could have. And once everybody's agreed that the material is clear of hepatitis B and all those other things, then we're able to bring it into our laboratory, and then we can grow an army of those cells. And so those cells that come from that Wharton's jelly portion of the cord are basically unassigned. So they haven't become a skin cell yet. They haven't become a cardiac cell yet. They haven't become a liver cell yet. They're unassigned, right? They're very early in the process of becoming assigned. And so when we inject them into a shoulder or hip or knee or through an IV or whatever the modality is of introducing them to the area of damage, you know, they start to assign themselves, if you will, as to repair it. So they're anti-inflammatory in nature, so they take down the inflammation. Once they take down the inflammation, then it starts to repair itself. So we start to see things like if you tore your meniscus, you don't send in a lot of cases, you don't have to have surgery. We can inject cells at the site and it will repair that meniscus. If you've got lumbar issues where you've got protruding discs or stenosis or shooting pain down your leg, we can, by injecting cells at the site of that damage, we can start to repair those damage. And you actually, on bookend kind of MRIs, you can see how discs have improved and have gotten bigger and that sort of thing. So the science is very solid around what happens. And people in the U.S. and Canada, you know, a lot of physicians say, well, there's not enough data and there's not enough clinical trials and all those things. They're just not paying attention. If you go on and look at clinicaltrial.gov right now, there might be almost 8,000 stem cell trials that are happening as we speak, right? So they're just not paying attention. There's a ton of data out there over several decades about the power of regeneration by utilizing stem cells.
We're talking to Steve Anderson. We're up against a break here, but we're going to be right back with stem cell therapy, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and talk about some exomes. What's the difference between stem cells and exome? We'll be right back after this.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're tuning in to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're here listening to Steve Anderson talk about his regenerative health center, Renew, stem cell therapy, hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and more. So I want to jump right into it as it is our last segment, and there's a lot more questions I have to ask for you. And my first question that I wanted to ask you at the end of last segment was, what goes into the process of finding a placenta? And I feel like there has to be a lot that goes into it. Does the DNA of the woman matter? Does the stem cells have to be a certain amount of, like, I guess, quality? Stuff like that. What goes into that?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we have a really robust program where we have at any one time 10 females in the program that are identified by their physicians. It has to be their first pregnancy. They have to be between 18 and 24. And so we pay for everything, well care appointments, delivery, you name it, we pay for everything. And we're with them through the whole nine-month gestation period, right? So we're testing them at every time they enter into their physician's office, we're testing them. And we're really trying to take that 10 down to about two or three, ultimately, that will use that material. So we're kind of picky and choosy about who we use. And it's important to understand that, you know, even though if they miss an appointment, they blow a test, they don't show up for a test, wherever that is, they're out of the program. They just don't know it. We continue to pay for everything. And then ultimately, when they donate the material to us, we just dispose of it. So, yes, there's a really rigorous process around that. And one of the things, Blake, I wanted to say in the last segment that I didn't, if you don't mind, is I want to let people know that they have options. There are options outside of mainstream medicine, and organizations like ours and other provide those options. So if you're suffering from something and you're saying to yourself, hey, my hip, my shoulder, my autoimmune disease, I just got diagnosed with Parkinson's, I don't know what to do, I don't know who to trust, you know, come to our website, fill out a form. It doesn't cost anything to talk to one of our specialists to try to better understand, you know, your situation and see if we can help. And that's just simply www.renew, R-E-N-U-E, like the King's English, .healthcare. No .com, just renew.healthcare. And you'll come right to our site. There's lots of information. You can take a virtual tour of the facility. You can look at testimonials from patients that have been there and have gotten better. But I just wanted to get that out there because I think it's important that people need to know that they have options available to them.
I love it. And I'm all for helping people, you know, discover what can help them, you know, move past the boundaries of what is known to be their health, I guess you could say. Something that's very fascinating to me, that you were talking about before is hyperbaric oxygen therapy. I know my dad did it and he loved it. Can you talk about the benefits of it and, you know, what's to come with it?
Yeah. So part of the process or protocol that we take people through, so our patients aren't with us like in the United States where they might be they might come in and have an appointment for an hour. The majority of our patients are with us for about 5 days. Now, that doesn't mean that they're in a hospital bed, in a hospital room, or that sort of thing. You know, they're at a beautiful hotel on the beach, but every day they come to the facility and we're doing treatments. So we're trying to recreate that environment that the cells were in before we implant them, right? So that highly oxygenated, highly nutrient-rich environment, very much like the environment that that was in the womb, right? That's what that environment was about. And so we're trying to recreate that by utilizing kind of vitamin therapies, MNN therapies, NAD plus therapies. And then in addition to that, you know, hyperbaric oxygen work, which is really, I think, as I said before, we'll look back on this and say, my gosh, that was a big difference maker, where we're over-oxygenating the body. So basically, we simulate you going down to about 30 or 35 feet under the water in terms of the pressure. And then you're not only do you have that pressure, but you're also breathing in for about 75 or 80% of the treatment. You're breathing pure oxygen through a mask in there. And it sounds claustrophobic. It's not. Our chamber is what's called a multiplos. It seats six people. There's a TV in there. You can watch Netflix or Amazon Prime. You can catch up on Landman or whatever it is that you're watching. But to see, like, our traumatic brain injury patients and our patients that had surgery, to see the healing power of over-oxygenating the body is just incredible to see.
So when you're over-oxygenating the body, what is it doing? Like, where is it going and what is it doing necessarily?
Yeah, it is. It's a really interesting process. So today, if we were all in a room together and we said, okay, let's put on, COVID made these popular, right? These little things you could put on your oxygenation device that you could put on your finger, and it would tell you, you know, what your total oxygenation saturation rate is, right? And so everybody that's really healthy, it gets in that, 96, 97, 98%, right? And we all got super scared when it went under like 96 and we thought we were going to have to go to the hospital, right? So what we're trying to do, though, is we're trying to take that to like 125 in layman's terms, right? And we're creating this thing called ATP, which is Andosin Triptophosphate. I can never pronounce the doggone thing. It's such a long word. But in essence, what happens is that it's kind of cellular respiration, and it's vital in the process that occurs in the cells. So that it kind of hyperoxygenating the cells kind of upregulates the cells is the layman's way to think about that. And so, you know, that's why, you know, originally it was used in dive accidents, and then people started figuring out that if they had open wounds or something like that, just by doing a couple of treatments, they could start to accelerate that healing. And then now we've figured out, and the Israelis, by the way, are so far ahead of everybody in this technology, it's really unbelievable. They have the largest clinical trial in the history of mankind. They have almost 300,000 people that have gone through this clinical trial or on hyperbaric oxygen work, and it's amazing. It's changing the game for recovery and for neurological diseases and that sort of thing. And again, there's a lot of people, probably people listening to my voice right now, that just got diagnosed with an awful disease and are saying to themselves, what am I going to do? Who can I trust? And I think the answer is, you know, there are resources available outside of the mainstream medicine that are viable resources. Your Crohn's example is a great example of that.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, are you able to stay in a state of, oxygenization at a long period of time, or is it something you can only do every once in a while?
No, you can do on a long-term basis for like our patients that have traumatic brain injuries or have ALS or have MS or Parkinson's or dementia. You know, there's a really interesting thing that happens that you can go, we can do five treatments. The treatment's about an hour in length. It takes about 10 minutes to get to depth. It's an hour treatment. Then it takes about a little less than 10 minutes to come back to the atmosphere that you and I are walking around in. And what's really interesting about it is you can do five in a row, and then you take 2 days off, and you can do five in a row and take 2 days off. But somewhere around 20 or 24 treatments, the actual morphology or the structure of the cells start to get altered by this constant hyperbaric oxygen in a very positive way. They become more efficient in the way in which they behave. And so that efficiency then transfers to helping a lot of these chronic illnesses. And so for those that can hang in there and do, you know, for our TBI cases or traumatic brain injury cases, you know, we might spec out 40 sessions for someone. And, you know, they might be with us for 2 or 3 months. But, you know, we've had situations where people have come in a wheelchair. We had a woman with centerline paralyzed from Canada. You know, everything left of center was paralyzed. And 3 months later, she walks out of the facility without a cane, unaided, out of the wheelchair by the combination of stem cell and hyperbaric oxygen treatments. It's amazing.
That is so amazing. Wow. That's crazy. So what's the difference between exomes or exosomes? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, no, exosomes, yeah.
Exosomes and stem cell. Or do they work together?
It's really great. So exosomes are really kind of relatively new, a new finding. By new, I mean a couple decades old, because they're what are called nanoparticles. So it's really hard to understand, at least for me, the way that I think about it is that the exosomes are like a sheet of music, or they're a set of instructions. And so we use them in conjunction with stem cells because they have the ability to kind of direct, if you will, where the stem cells go. They're really nanoparticles that are vesicles. And I hate to use all these words that sound fancy, but they're, in essence, we can load them with growth factors or load them with payload to send it into the system to try to help fix whatever the issues are. And what we found is by using exosomes and stem cells in conjunction with each other, that the efficacy rates on these treatments go through the roof. And that's maybe the other thing we should talk about is, you know, what does this stuff cost and does insurance cover it? And so let me answer the second first. No, insurance doesn't. It doesn't cover it, right? And what do these things cost? Well, it depends on what it is, but let me give you some ballpark ideas. So let's say that I've got a bad knee, I've got a torn meniscus, and I need to get it fixed. That's somewhere between $4,000 and $5,000 is about what that costs. And then let's go to the other end of the spectrum where I've got my lumbar's a mess, I've got shooting pain, I'm debilitated, you know. In that case, you're talking about somewhere between $18,000 and $22,000, which is a lot of money, right? I mean, but it's really important that people start waking up to the idea, I think, that you need to invest in your health because, you know, we're all living longer. And so you want to have a high quality of life as you live. So we have what we call wellcations, which is a big trend now. So people are coming of all ages to come enjoy the beach, have a margarita, play golf, go fishing, lay on the beach, and at the same time they're getting treated for kind of these debilitating chronic illnesses that they have. And then we've got a whole swath of people, Blake, that are just doing anti-aging treatments. They're trying to slow the aging process. You and I could talk for hours about that. There is some incredible technology that's out there today with epigenetic testing where we can tell how old you are at a cellular level. Everybody knows how old you are at your chronological level, right? But we can tell you how old you are at a cellular level. But more importantly, about 4 years ago, we had a breakthrough. And we can now tell the arc of your aging, meaning, am I aging one cellular year for one chronological year, or am I aging two cellular years for every chronological year, or the reverse? And so there's crazy technology today around anti-aging and longevity and slowing the aging process down.
Well, we're coming up against the break here again. Steve, where can they find you? And I really appreciate you coming on today and sharing this information.
Yeah, again, there's no cost to the, you know, trying to figure that, to get to talk to a specialist and try to figure out if we can help. It's www.renew.healthcare, no.com, just renew.healthcare.
Thank you so much, Steve. I hope to have you on again. I'll talk to you soon.
Enjoyed it.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. As we wrap up today's episode of Live Better, I want to take a moment to thank Steve Anderson for joining us and sharing his expertise. It's not every day that we get to hear firsthand about the transformative potential of regenerative medicine from someone who is actively leading the charge in the field. Steve, your work at Renew is not just inspiring, but also a beacon of hope for so many people seeking better health and a higher quality of life. For those of you who are listening, if today's conversation sparked your curiosity, I encourage you to take the first steps towards learning more about these incredible advancements, whether it's stem cell therapy, hyperbaric oxygen treatments, exosomes therapy, or just exploring holistic approaches to wellness. There's a world of possibilities out there. And it doesn't necessarily have to be Steve's company, but anywhere where you can get these services, I would definitely look into it. Obviously, make sure it's a quality company, not just something on the side of your corner street. But health is a deeply personal journey, and what works for one person may not work for another. And that's why this conversation today, they're very valuable. They help broaden our understanding and open doors to options we may not have considered before. Take what you learned today and think about how it could apply to your own life or to someone you care about. Perhaps today is the day you take that first step towards better health. Finally, as you go about your day, take a moment to reflect on how you can take these small, meaningful steps towards improving your health. Until next time, keep striving to live better, stay curious, and take care of yourself and each other. We'll see you next week at 4:12 p.m. Central Time.